Have a wrong spirit and a right spirit, and the spirit that you walk in, the spirit that you choose to walk in, you can make a decision on what spirit you want to walk in that day. You can have the wrong attitude. Anybody seen those cloudy days? And people make those statements, when mama not happy, nobody's happy. But you know, it's a decision. It's a decision and it's a choice to be in the right spirit, in your right mind. How many woke up in your right mind this morning? How many came with the right spirit? It's important. Extremely important. Everybody, let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to what? Triumph in Christ Jesus, and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saving, and in them that perish. To the one we are a savor of death unto death, and to the other a savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? To one person, we're one thing, and to another person, we may be another. Now everybody wants to be so popular. Didn't Jesus tell us, beware when everybody has something good to say about you? He said, listen, they did this to me. They'll do some things to you too. In this world, you will have some trouble. But thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in every case. I have the victory. God did not promise us that bad days wouldn't come, but he promised that he would deliver us out of every bad day if we would receive his salvation in that bad day. It's a cool thing right now for us to make the gospel so, it is good news. But this life is a life that calls for sacrifice. And when you really get down to the meat of Jesus Christ and to the life in the Holy Spirit and to the death of self, and to the crucifixion of the flesh. And I tell you what, people don't want to hear that stuff. Everybody wants to hear, how can I make my life a little bit better every day? So you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Set you free from what? What is the truth going to set you free from? It's going to set you free from the lie of the world. Many times people, we can customize our gospel. Paul said, I did not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but I came with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Christianity is a supernatural, powerful religion. And we take the power When we take the power of God out of our message, it's no longer Christian, because basically the word Christian means what? The anointing and the anointed one. So listen, it says, to one we are a sweet-smelling savor. To those, who are we a sweet-smelling savor? Those that want to live right, and those that want a way out. This is good news. This is hope. But for people that want to hang on to the end and want to walk halfway, this is not a message that everybody wants to hear. Well, why is it you say, everybody, I tell you what, to some people, the things that you talk about to God, it is not going to make them skip, jump, and get happy. To some people, when you preach the gospel to them, that is the savor of death, because they realize that God is the creator of all things, and there is a final day coming. Jesus is coming, and everybody, the Bible says that everybody will be judged. It said, every one of us shall be judged by our works. Well, everybody wants to do whatever they want to do. You live your life and I'll live my life and you just leave me alone. And nobody wants to know that the life that you live, you'll have to give an account for it. Why? Because the life that we have doesn't really belong to us, doesn't it? Doesn't the Bible say that he breathed life into the nostrils of Adam? So where did this life come from that we live? It came from God. So it belongs to God. So life in and of itself belongs to God, and you will be judged by what you do with it. And you need the Holy Spirit to help you do this. Now listen, let's go on to chapter 3, verse 3. My goodness, well, messengers, doesn't that sound like evangelism? Doesn't that sound like when it's talking about us being messengers of God? Well, it says, listen, we're not just messengers of God written with letters and ink and just basic writing, but we're written by the very Spirit of God. It's the touch of God on our life and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that gives us effective witness. All right, if we go on over to chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, are changed into the same image from what? From glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. From glory to glory, we're changed. From glory to glory, we're changed. Well, what is that? Shekinah glory. The manifest presence of God. You know what? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty and freedom from what? To escape this world in which we live in. And that's why it says, listen, we as in an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Many people want to be just like Jesus. They want to walk like Jesus. They want to talk like Jesus. But I tell you what, how do we become more like Jesus? From time in his presence, time in the Spirit of God. Now, you know that Moses had an encounter with God, and that encounter that Moses had with God turned his hair white. It will change you. Just one look at Jesus changes us. Well, how are we going to look at Jesus today? How is the believer to look at God and to encounter God and experience God today? He said, listen, I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I'm going to send what? The Holy Ghost, who will lead you and guide you into all truth. So listen, if you want to see Jesus today or God in manifestation today, get into the glory of God. It's the glory of God that makes a difference, and we're not going to see. We're going to find out in Scripture that all of creation, the Bible says that all of creation groans and yearns to see the manifestation of the sons of God. You know what? We are much more than what we think we are. That there's something greater on us. The Bible says it's greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Well, when are we going to start to see he that is in us? We're strange and peculiar people. We make a difference. But today, we're just like everybody else. No difference whatsoever. It's just that we have some type of philosophy. And that's why people stick us in the same thing. Well, Christianity can do the same thing that yoga can do. It's the same thing that Buddha. You look at the soap operas and all the television shows and even the cartoons. They put God and Jesus Christ up against musicians and magicians and all these weird things, and they nullify the power of God. Why? They have never seen the power of God. What's the difference between our religion and other religions and our faith and other faith? Is God is still alive today. How do we know that he's alive today? He still shows up. He still shows up. God shows up by the Holy Ghost. He said, this same Jesus, even in the second chapter of Acts, when the Holy Ghost fell in the upper room, he said, listen, this same Jesus whom you crucified, he is still alive today, and here he is in the form of the Holy Ghost in manifestation. We need a move of the Holy Ghost. The body of Christ will never be turned into the image that God destined it and wants it to become until they go from what? Glory to glory to glory. But people don't want to experience glory. People want to have religion and religious type services. They want big crowds. But I tell you what, listen, big crowd doesn't mean anything. There are crowds that go everywhere. That's why Jesus would always send crowds away. Crowds don't prove God's presence. It's the anointing of God that breaks the yoke and makes the difference. Do you hear what I'm saying? We are changing to the image of God from glory to glory. That's why the devil is so active today to give us dead worship services. To give us, you know, the big thing is now is to deal with people just on a soulical realm or under their own understanding where they can hang. Well, God came to deliver us from that and to set us free and to turn us alive in the Spirit of God. This is a spiritual religion. God can be sensed, he can be found, and there is something called the Shekinah glory of God. God does show up every now and then, and that's how you know. Dean right here, about 4 months ago, he had heard about all the religion and what everybody else thought about religion, you know, and he would just come and hang out for a while. But he never knew it was true until he experienced God firsthand. Not by necessarily what was said, but by what he experienced. The Bible says, I would that you worship me, what? In spirit and in truth. And God wants us to worship with all of your, how are we to love God? With all of our soul, with all of our hearts, and all of our mind. So God wants us to experience him in all of our being. in all of our being. It's just not in their head. It's just not in their spirit. But you know, there is a tangible presence of God that we can experience today. That's what it says. He said, listen, and they were so filled with the Holy Ghost that they began to speak as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Why was there such great revival in the New Testament church? Like I said, this one was so full with God, and the Spirit of God came upon this one, and the Spirit of God came upon that one. Why did they make distinctions at times? This is after people were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Why did they make distinctions at times and say, well, the Spirit of God was on him, and he began to preach, and as he began to preach, this happened, and that happened. Why? Because there is a tangible presence of God. There is a glory of God that every believer should experience, and that's what's going to make a difference, and that's what's going to change things. You know what? That was the thing about the Old Testament. The Jews and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they had all the law that they could take. They had all their scriptures. They read it. They studied it. And they read it back and forth. They had everything but God in the heart and the Spirit of God himself. They were so far from God. They were so far from God. The same thing is happening today. This is what the Bible was saying. It says a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. A form of godliness. A form of godliness doesn't do anything. It's the power of God that makes a change. Do you hear what I'm saying? For we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Unto salvation. And we're not going to experience total and free and full salvation until we experience the power of God. That's why we yearn for his presence. That's why we take time to sit up there. You know, the Bible said he inhabits the praises of his people. That's why we praise God. Because you know what? We can tell you all kind of wonderful stories and all kind of nursery rhymes, and we can entertain you for 20 years. Have you show up for 20 years. We could tap dance if we had to. But you know what? Just coming to church is not going to get you to heaven. It's not going to change you. It's getting you in contact with God that makes a difference. It's the believer in contact with the heart of God that makes a difference and gets you where you want to go. Every believer needs to experience Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Say it one more time. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I tell you what, you know, these are the last and evil days. You hear what I'm saying? And the devil's pulling all kind of stuff. Well, it's time for Christians to stir up the gift of God that abides on the inside of them and to give the creation what it yearns to see, the manifestation of the sons of God. Go on down to 10. Also bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in what? Our body. Where's the life of Jesus made manifest? Where? In our body. Isn't that natural? Everybody wants to talk about the Spirit of God. Jesus is just a spiritual thing. But I tell you what, the difference between, you know, the Holy Ghost came down and contacted heaven to earth, one realm to the next realm. God wants us to experience the manifestation of God. Where? In our body. Let's read that one more time. That the life also of Jesus manifest might be made manifest in our body. How would you like to have that happen on a weekly basis? The life of Jesus made manifest. Not only is Jesus on the inside, but Jesus is also made manifest on the outside, even in our flesh. The Bible says, listen, I pray that God would sanctify you wholly, that you would present your bodies to what? To God, a living and acceptable sacrifice. Behold, if any man be in Christ, he can or has the ability to become a what? A new creature. Old things are passed away. And we would hear certain teachings way back in years. Anybody been in the church for a while, you'd hear people sing songs way back in the 40s. I wasn't back there, but I would hear the songs. They still lasted over. And people thought those were just ignorant songs. But when we study in the scripture, we find that that's not so ignorant after all, is it? Because, listen, that the life of Christ may be made, that it would be made manifest even in our body. Touching heaven, changing earth. When you touch heaven, it will change earth. When you touch heaven, it will change earth. I pray in the Holy Ghost and I believe God for a brighter day. And listen, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we're preaching manifestation. We're taking a second step over there. We're developing your faith in an area to where you can feel the Spirit of God and sense the Spirit of God, even in the tangible, and go out and make a difference. That the life of Christ might be made manifest in our what? I tell you what, God is heavy. The very word glory means weight. That word, when it says the glory, it's the presence of God. It's the weight of his glory. This thing is deep. I tell you what, deep calleth unto deep today. Christianity is not just a shallow thing. It's a deep thing. And God will renew your mind so you can understand and grow up. I'm tired of a little bit of milk. It's time that we get the meat of the word of God and go on and get the job done. About time we learn a little bit more than the small thing. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in high heavenly places. Why am I quoting these things? Because there's a war going on. And if we weren't going to win, we're going to need the whole armor of God manifest. And we can fight in the spirit, but I tell you what, we need some fighting in the flesh. What do you mean fighting in the flesh? We need some witnesses. We need some God. We need God. Why does God need the body of Christ? Because the body of Christ is God's physical presence in the earth today. And if we want God to do anything physically in our city, what do we have to do? We got to put on the Spirit of God on the inside of us and have Jesus manifest in our body. How would you like to have Jesus in town? How would you like to have Jesus show up? How would you like to have Jesus show up? You can have Jesus show up by studying the Word of God, studying the Word of God, praying in the Holy Ghost and doing those things until the very presence of God. I tell you what, Moses got an encounter with God that his hair turned white as snow, and there was a glory of God about him that they couldn't even look on him. They had to put a veil on Moses. And the Bible says, listen, that old glory is nothing in comparison to the glory that is available to us today. Well, somebody say, we got that glory. If you don't have it, you just don't have it. You know what? There are certain things we can claim all we want to, but if you don't work it, you're not going to get it. Everybody that's claiming glory does not have glory. Jesus healed us. How many believe in healing? Have you ever been sick before? Were you saved from that sickness? What did you have to do to get healed of that sickness? You had to work that salvation in that area, right? You had to start believing healing scriptures. You had to have hands laid on you. You had to exercise some faith. Well, it's the same thing with the glory and the presence of God and the anointing of God. It's time we just stop saying things out of our mouth, but start to work it and start to believe God for it until it starts to manifest. That's how we get people. We're studying God's general. It's a great course for everybody to study. Those are people. And those are individuals that were called of God. But you know what they simply did? They just simply got into God deep enough to where God himself manifested in their own body. Well, praise God. Why don't you lift up holy hands right where you are right now? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word. And we know it goes to the heart of every believer in this place. Father God, the Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord shall raise up a standard against them. So, Father God, I pray that this truth spoken this morning, Father God, would be studied, would be discerned, Father God, and that the saints would hold on to it and not let go of it, Father God, but they start to demonstrate anointing in this city, Father God. Father God, we just don't want just a bunch of people with fish signs on the back of their car. We want the manifest presence of God. We want the anointing, and the anointing breaks and destroys the yoke, Father God. Manifest yourself in us in Jesus' name. Father God, develop the saints, Father God, that they won't be, Father God, just settled for the minimum, Father God, but let them go for the whole haul in Jesus' name, Father God. Teach us to run with fire. Teach us to run with the grace of God, Father God, more than just Sunday morning worshipers, Father God, but people that live for your presence in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.